Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
This is my kind of town, Chicago is. My kind of town, Chicago is.
So after more than 25 years at the Railway Exchange Building on South Michigan Avenue, the Chicago Architecture Foundation has moved to a new location in the heart of the city near the intersection of Michigan Avenue and Wacker Drive, where it is now known as the Chicago Architecture Center. Dan O'Connell is the Director of Communications and Public Affairs, and he's joining us this morning. Good morning, Dan.
Great to be here.
Great. Thanks for joining us this morning. Hey, congrats on the new location and the new name.
It's really an exciting shift for the Chicago Architecture Foundation and for the city of Chicago. Architecture is kind of moving to the center of the conversation, a cultural conversation, and a new physical location right at 111 East Wacker, just steps from Michigan Avenue.
I was going to say, this new building that you're in itself has some architectural significance.
Yes, it's not a new building. It was a Mies building that was designed and completed in about 1969-1970. What we've been able to do is take what was outdoor plaza space, and the owner of the building created a new space out of it for us on the river side of it, glassed in some beautiful new spaces, some 26 feet tall, where we can examine the birth of skyscrapers and how they continue to innovate.
That's fabulous. Share with us the history of the organization. It dates back to 1966.
That's right. It was started in 1966 with one objective, and that was to save Glessner House, which is a Gilded Age mansion that's over on Prairie Avenue in the South Loop. That was successful. Soon after, they began creating walking tours of the city, and our focus shifted to education through tours and through all kinds of different educational activities from family festivals right up through a two-year teen fellowship that we have for 24 young people in Chicago.
And this is pretty exciting because you just really opened on Labor Day weekend with some big festivities happening.
Yeah, it was really an exciting week. It's been a long time in the making. It was a decade-long team of Lynn Osmond, our president and CEO. And since 2016, we've really been working on it very hard, building out, looking at some of the new locations we could possibly move to. It was a result of us having maxed out our space at 224 South Michigan and needing not just more space, but space that would help us carry conversations about architecture in a new way.
Now, there's so much that the Architectural Center does, especially the tours, and we'll get to that in a little bit. But in the new center, there's so much for people to see. Let's talk about some of those items, including the Chicago City model that's there.
Absolutely. It's the Chicago model is a favorite. People will always used to come. It's been in existence since 2009. In the last decade, people have been love to come and kind of get their bearings of this in the city before they go out to discover. So what we did our new space is take our Chicago model. We expanded it from 1,300 to about 4,200 buildings, and wrapped it in a film experience, about a 7-minute film experience, because kind of an overarching narrative of Chicago, and then applied some projection mapping onto it, so you can You can learn about green roofs. You can learn about energy usage in the city. You can learn about where the bike paths are. It's really an educational tool now, and it's really, really a lot of fun.
And for me to we, imagining the city of 2050, tell me about that.
Mm. Yeah, well, one of the things we're going to be doing at the Chicago Architecture Center is creating conversations. And the tool there is going to be having every 6 to 9 months, we'll have a rotating exhibit to bring up a new topic that is challenging Chicago and other cities. From Me to We is looking at the future city, Chicago 2050. What are the problems or challenges that we have to fix and solve in order to have a healthy, livable city in 2050? And you know, by 2050, 70% of the world's population will live in settings. So it's going to be a game changer. We'll have to think about new ways of transportation, new ways of education, new ways of getting people goods and services. So a lot of challenges between then and now, and sure. We'll be doing conferences and panels and all kinds of programs around Chicago 2050 over the next several months.
You have an endless amount of tours, and before we get to the boat tour, which is my favorite, of course, I was really shocked. I have to tell you, and I'm a big fan of your organization, and every year, my whole family, we do the boat tour because, quite frankly, I think not enough people in the city really understand the value, not only of that tour and all the walking tours that you do, that just because you live here doesn't mean you know everything about the city. And every time I take that boat tour, I learn so much more about the city that I live in. And I think people must think it just has to do with tourists. It really isn't.
No, it's really, I mean, it's something that I think Chicagoans literally love to do. They often do it when they have guests in town, but so much changes on the river. Every 2 months, another building rises. Luckily, we've been able to keep many of the buildings that we cherish. So you have this kind of unique, really urban landscape as you travel down the river, with the spacing of the buildings, the length of the blocks, the rise of the skyscraper from water level all the way up to the peaks. It's really unique. So I never get tired of going up.
No, me neither. No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And there's so many other ones, too, that, again, I wasn't even aware of, like Must-See Chicago, fast-paced 90-minute introductory tour to Chicago featuring some of its most famous buildings, including the Wrigley Building, Tribune Tower, the Art Institute of Chicago, the Sears Tower. I'm never going to call it the Willis Tower, the Sears Tower, the Chicago Theater, and more. A lot of these are like an hour and a half tours. They're pretty reasonable,
yes.
$25-$26. Discover Chicago's historic neighborhoods, historic treasures of Chicago's golden age, elevated architecture, the downtown L train, Art Deco skyscrapers, Chicago modern, Chicago icons, the hotel boom. I'm overwhelmed how fabulous these tours are.
Well, you know, what we did this in this past year is we've actually updated all of our core tours, and that's, you know, about 10 to 12 of our tours that are most popular, and we changed them up because they're walking tours and we're going from a new location. So we're going to take advantage now of some of the new buildings along in our neighborhood at, you know, 111 East Wacker, and tell new stories. So we have, you know, 450 docents who lead these tours, and they put a lot of effort into creating, you know, 10 new tours and then training 450 docents in those new tours. So we're pretty proud of them, and you know, they're always changing, as you said. Our docents aren't scripted. They're really well educated, go through 90 hours of training. So they are Chicago storytellers. So you never get the same tour twice.
Sure. And as we get into the Halloween season here, you guys do a bunch of cemetery tours. And then this one interested me, yeah, too, the food and architecture of 1893. On the See and Taste walking tour, you can imagine what Chicago looked like during the 1893 World's Columbian Exhibition while tasting new foods that were introduced at the fair. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, we have, it's the anniversary of the fair. We've got a number of different programs that are going on. One is that tour. We have a bus tour that's going on. And we have a program coming up in October where one of our docents talks about the women who contributed to the exposition.
Absolutely spectacular. And you can schedule groups, clients, family, friends, parties as well. I mean, you do a lot of that as well, especially on the boat tours. I mean, we've taken clients on that for years, but you can do that on just about any of these tours.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're also, we're going to be on nights where we're not open. We're going to be having renting our space. So if someone say a special and a event with their company, they can rent our lecture hall or one of the exhibit spaces as well.
Very cool. Coming up on the weekend of October 13th and 14th is something called Open House Chicago. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, we're in our eighth year with Open House Chicago. It's the largest architectural festival in North America and second only in the world to London's. And it's a two-day event where people have access to over 250 buildings that are usually closed to the public. It's meant to get people out to discuss what's in their neighborhood. Sometimes you'll walk by a building and not know what's inside. This is an opportunity to discover what's kind of hidden right under our very noses every day. So we've got three new neighborhoods this year. We have Morgan Park, Beverly, and Austin out near Oak Park. So we're really very excited. A lot of new venues, a lot of new sites, and we're looking for record crowds.
Very, very cool. Well, to visit the new Chicago Architectural Center and see some, you can also see some online exhibits, but schedule a tour. I mean, these tours are just endless. Or if you've never done the boat tour, schedule that as well. Visit architecture.org. Dan, thanks so much for getting up early with us this morning, and congratulations on the new center.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here.
Thank you, Dan. All right, we'll be right back.